This is the conferencing center. Please stand by. We are about to begin. Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's IBM EasyTrieve Programs to COBOL with Migration Utility Conference Call. Today's call is being recorded. At this time, I would like to turn the call over to PJ Barron, Business Unit Executive. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Kim. I'd like to thank everybody for joining today on the charts. You should all check your email hopper. We had a little problem getting the session up on the website. So you all should have received an email earlier today with the presentation. We're going to cover the technical session on EasyTrieve programs over to COBOL using Migration Utility, and Mike Larson will be doing that. And Bob Teeter, Mike, and myself will be on for Q&A at the end. We're going to ask you to respond to two polling questions before we open up the line to question and answer period, though. I appreciate everyone responding. And I just want to share with you, in today's program, we have basically two iterations of the product. Mike's going to present to you the current version of the product, which handles EasyTrieve Plus applications. I will let you know that EasyTrieve Classic applications, we should have a viable solution out there. We're targeting the end of the fourth quarter. We're not going to touch on that today because it's not generally available, but wanted to give you a heads up. We will have it for both types of EasyTrieve programs. I'm going to turn it over to Mike Larson at this time to go through the technical session. Mike?
Thanks, PJ. Welcome, everybody. If you've got the PDF format, I would say the easiest thing is to go to view and hit full screen. Then you can see the entire presentation on your screen. And we'll just go from there. So I'm going to start with the first one. I'll try to make a note each time I push the button to change to the next slide. The one I'm on right now begins with IBM Migration Utility for ZOS on the top and says YUCA EasyTrieve Plus. So we are, I just wanted to quickly define some terms that PJ just mentioned. EasyTrieve Plus is certainly the current EasyTrieve in the marketplace today, and we define EasyTrieve Classic as its predecessor, probably something that you would have acquired way back when, in the mid-80s, but was prior to EasyTrieve Plus, so that is, that's what we call EasyTrieve Classic. I'm not sure if that's the exact right name for it, but that is what we call it. So today we're going to talk about EasyTrieve Plus and how we can help you deal with it. So I want to start off with saying that we are big fans of EasyTrieve, think that it's a wonderful language. It's certainly a powerful fourth-generation language, and its original purpose in life was to help you generate reporting or update files faster than with traditional computer languages. Meant to be easy to learn, easy to use, something that the programmers could use, and in fact, part of its attractiveness was an ability to hand some of that responsibility off to your end users and allow them to create some of their own reporting. So some people have done that, some people haven't. When we get to questions and answers, we certainly can talk about skill levels and that sort of thing. I'll try to cover as many things as I normally hear in presentations of this note as we're going through, since this is kind of a one-way discussion for a while. And then we also see in the market that people have EasyTrieve Plus skills that they'd like to leverage. They have applications that have grown up around EasyTrieve Plus, or they have parts of applications that have grown up around it that people rely on, need every day, that customers use the information. And one of the themes we want to talk about today is to modernize those applications using Migration Utility. IBM is certainly spending a lot of time talking about SOA and on-demand processing and those kind of things and modernizing applications. And I feel like this fits into that story well, makes good sense for lots of people. We want to share that with you. So if we go to the next slide, which the big red part says, what's the problem? Generally, when we're talking to customers about Migration Utility, the initial reason we're doing that is that they have been charged with reducing their budget in some way and are looking at all possible ways to do that. And certainly the cost of ownership of EasyTrieve or the charges that you're paying annual on an annual basis for it are part of your ongoing budget, and we are generally able to reduce that cost for you. We're in the business trying to have you acquire Migration Utility too, so we've also put together some other places that you might find return on investment possibilities for this particular tool. Certainly the maintenance charges or our license charges versus what you're paying now are a big element of that. We've been very successful in being able to save people money. Year one, certainly you're in all the outgoing years, even more. So return on investment sort of depends on how long you need to show that for. But some other areas now that some of the enhancements we made to the tools where you might look is as you're modernizing your existing applications or people are certainly finding a need to present information to people on different platforms or in different formats, certainly the web is a very popular place to be doing that. So with Migration Utility, one of the places you might look for some additional return on investment is ongoing projects that would be webifying reporting, sending them off to non-Z-series platforms, that kind of thing, some of those kind of activities. Almost everyone is involved in some of that. A second place you might look is we've found as people follow their EasyTrieve reporting out to their individual user communities that many of their users are today cutting and pasting information from a report that the data center sends into a spreadsheet. And we've also got the ability to do that on the fly for you as well. So there's a couple of areas you might be looking at if how would I cost justify Migration Utility, maintenance charges, webifying reports, populating spreadsheets, or changing programs so that they can populate spreadsheets. So certainly some good candidates. We also support DB2 and IMS. So if you are not currently accessing or doing reporting with EasyTrieve Plus that contains DB2 or IMS databases, with Migration Utility, we'll be able to do that. So we support those, give you several mechanisms to be able to access data that's stored in those two databases. Some other things is that EasyTrieve Plus has been a fairly stable product. It's been up and going for years, and we're finding that people are relying on it, but that it hasn't been too active from an enhancement point of view over the last few years. And certainly, the last place you might look at things is just having to move information to some platform that is not Z or in some format that's easier for people to use on the web. So those are just some areas that you might be thinking of. We'd be glad to help you work through some of those to come up with a good return on investment equation for your individual company. So if we can go on to the next slide, please. We're going to just talk about what Migration Utility can do, what it does, what it doesn't do, and how it can save some funds on license charges. So with Migration Utility, we give you several options. One of them that we would suggest is that you don't go learn a new language. We like EasyTrieve Plus. We think it's a wonderful language, and that you continue to develop and maintain programs, either existing or new ones, using EasyTrieve Plus as the source code language. With Migration Utility, the runtimes will actually turn into COBOL. And so one thing that we do give you the option is to take all that EasyTrieve and convert it to COBOL, and from that day forward develop and maintain in COBOL if that's something that you want to do. Or you can do a little bit of both of those. So sort of depending on what you'd like to do, we're able to support whatever you want to do in that area. It's important that we divide EasyTrieve Plus into the two general categories, and it's sort of the same as dividing COBOL into two general categories. The first is the syntax of the language. It's the instructions that you sit down and code, job, report, etc. In COBOL, there's the data division, the procedure division, those. So it's the source language in and of itself. That can't really do any work. In either case, you have to present that to some software that then changes that language, compiles it, interprets it, whatever, into a machine-readable language can actually do work on the system. That part is the part of EasyTree Plus that IBM's able to change for you. So that, and that's actually the part that you license from existing vendors. From IBM, you don't license COBOL the language, you license the COBOL compiler so the COBOL the language can do things. Same thing with EasyTree Plus. We can't copyright those languages, and so they're free. You can continue to use them, even though you may not have the compilers at the other end of the spectrum that make them do some work. So when we convert things to COBOL for execution, we can do them in a link and go mode, which generally people are doing that with EasyTree Plus if they're changing the EasyTree every time they run the program, if they need to access a little bit of different data, present it in a little bit different format, those kind of things. We can also create load modules, and we tend to do that with EasyTree when you've got EasyTree that is not going to change every time you run the report. It's going to be the same every time, and is on some regularly scheduled basis that you would run that. So we can create load modules and link and go both just the same way that you're doing with EasyTree right now. Nice thing about COBOL is that it is fairly easily ported to a non-Z platform. So if you do have some need to move reporting off to a different platform, we can create the COBOL source code for you, and there are many tools to help you move that to Unix or AIX or Windows NT or some kind of boxes if you need to run them on non-Z platforms. So that's what we're going to do, is we're going to allow you to continue to use the syntax and the language, and we're going to modify the compiler or the back end of the program, the process, that thing which you present the language to create computer reports from. That's the part that we're going to modify for you or license you a new one. With Migration Utility, we support everything that EasyTree Plus currently does, all the syntax, all the instructions, the macro language with EasyTree Plus. If you've got exits that have been written, popular ones are report statement exits, so that if you're modifying the way reports look at your installation, those are all supported without you having to do anything with them. And if you have the toolkit, which many people do, we also support the features of the toolkit. So if you've got the EasyTree Plus toolkit, we completely support that. Over the last 3 years, which is how long Migration Utility has been on the marketplace, we feel like we've gotten to where we support everything that is available through EasyTree Plus. If you happen to find something that that we don't do well or that we don't do at all, we would treat that as a product defect and modify our tool to make sure that it supports it. But experience says over the last few years that working with lots of different customers that if you're doing it in EasyTree Plus today, we're able to do it with Migration Utility tomorrow with no changes to your EasyTree code. We do add some additional things. We don't have the whole list here. We do add some things that you can do with Migration Utility that's not possible to do with EasyTree Plus. For instance, you can insert COBOL statements into the code and have them process just as they would in a COBOL program. We found a few things where we can help you enhance some of the activities that EasyTree Plus does do around move and file sequencing and synchronizing. And if you're using match or if you're using synchronize, we've got some abilities to make them even more efficient and options whether you want to just do them the way EasyTree Plus is doing them or do them the way Migration Utility does. So there may be some questions about that at the end since this is kind of a one-way thing. I'll just mention that we do have some additional functionality that we can add into the source language that you can use, and that's over and above the additional functionality that we built into Migration Utility. If we go to the next slide, which is Migration Utility Translation Diagram, it's just a picture of how EasyTree Plus programs run today. And you code up your source code and then present it to the EasyTree Plus program and run it. You can really run it in two different modes. A link and go, like I said, where it just runs at the end of the job, the executable portion of that program goes away, and the output is printed, the files are updated, whatever was supposed to happen with the EasyTree program. You can also compile that EasyTree program so that you don't have to go through that iteration or interpretation process every time. When you do that, when you're not going to change your EasyTrieve code. With Migration Utility, we do the same thing. We'll take your existing EasyTrieve syntax and language and present it instead of to EasyTrieve, we'll present it to Migration Utility. Under the covers, we convert that to a pseudo language, which is then converted into COBOL. From a machine utilization point of view or an overhead point of view, that process takes about the same amount of time as it takes to interpret EasyTree programs. At that point, we can either just link and go that COBOL and run that job then, and at the end of our link and go processing, the executables would go away, and what would end as just the report, just as you do with EasyTree today. We can also compile that COBOL program and run it without having to go through this iteration process either. So both those options are open to you with Migration Utility. We can do it just the same way you're doing it today. If you find some programs that really aren't being changed every day, but you are going through the iteration process, this is certainly a good time to compile them and stop going through that iteration process. But point is that we'll accept your EasyTrieve language. We're going to make some changes to where it actually ends up going. We're going to process it through a different compiler and create COBOL out one side. We can generate the COBOL source for you, and then we'll execute that COBOL source in whatever mode you're doing. Today. We go on to the next slide. Sorry, I'm in Arizona. It's a little dry. Have to have a little water. Migration Utility has actually two modes of operation. Static mode is the original options that Migration Utility had 3 years ago, the way it came out originally, and it has some positives and some negatives. It's the hardest to use, so I want to talk about it first, but it does have some applicability in the world today. So in static mode, we will accept your EasyTrieve language, and we'll have to know a few things about the files that it's going to be accessing because COBOL needs to know those things. And it's a little less forgiving. COBOL is a little less forgiving than EasyTrieve Plus is. So if you're processing variable length records, we need to know the full DCB attributes of that record. If you're processing keyed BSAM files, we need to know where the key is, and we can either put that in the program or we can make it the first record in the BSAM file. Someplace we can do that. If you're going to access DB2 and you're going to access it in static mode, we need to add a declgen to the job to be able to bind to that database and be able to get access to the databases. So in static mode, this would be a time when for one time only, you might have to touch the EasyTree program in order to get it to go through the Migration Utility Translator. Certainly would flag things that we don't understand, and these are some of the things that we would absolutely not understand and ask you to give us a more clear definition of. That would happen once. You wouldn't have to do it anymore. And then you go ahead and process just as before. What does come out of static mode is completely self-reliant, self-sufficient COBOL that can be ported to other platforms that can run completely independently of the Migration Utility runtime libraries. So that is really its major purpose in life. We would not suggest that you touch the EasyTrieve code unless you have to. In this case, if you want to port to somewhere else or you've got to take it someplace that Migration Utility is not going to be available at runtime, then this would be the mode that you would use. After that, the COBOL can be link and go, it can be compiled, it can be do whatever you did before. You can do the same processes with static mode. So that's mode number one. Dynamic mode has been introduced for now a couple of years. Certainly some feedback from the marketplace or from our customer base saying we'd like you to do some things to a Migration Utility. We responded with that initially with dynamic mode. And what it does is at runtime, it resolves those issues that static mode needs you to resolve in the code. So it resolves variable length record DCB information. It resolves VSAM keys. It will dynamically call SQL to access DB2 databases and that kind of thing. So In dynamic mode, which is certainly the mode that we would suggest that you use, the conversion effort is significant. Well, it's not, I don't want to say significantly less, because with static mode, the effort is you might have to change the easy tree, and you might not, depending on how it's processing. But it is a little easier to use dynamic mode. It does require the migration utility runtime modules as it's running, as it's executing, because it calls the modules that we insert into the COBOL code we run in order to be able to resolve those issues that we were talking about with static mode. And here again, this is going to create COBOL. It can run, it can respond and act just like your EC2 Plus environment does today. It can be link and go, or it can be compiled. It can update files. It can do whatever you're doing today with EC3. So if I'm going to the next slide, just an example of how do you make that work. Migration utility, we have what we call a one-step process that it uses dynamic mode. And the way you make that happen is you go into your existing EasyTree JCL that's executing, where you're executing EasyTree, and you change that program name to our program. So generally, unless you change the name of EasyTree, that's EasyTPA00. And you modify that and change it to FSYTPA00, which is migration utility. Add some step lives so that we can get access to our runtime libraries, and then remove any step lives you have to EC3 plus load libraries, toolkit macros, those kinds of things, and then process the job. So in order to run that, that's all that we require, is that we go change that program name. If we haven't link listed all of our libraries, we need to put somehow in the JCL to get access to our libraries. And then we process your EasyTree just as you're processing it today. So you've got your existing JCL. We know the data sets are. We know you can use the same job names if you want, so there's not any concerns about security. Those kind of issues are all pretty much dealt with. We just make one program change or one JCL change and execute a different program. In compiled mode, if you've got parm, parent R in your EasyTree code, that means I want you to compile this, and then I'm going to make a load module to execute in a different step. Migration utility does exactly the same thing. So if you're going to compile and save the COBOL into another library, we'll do that for you, and then you just use the JCL that you're running today to run those compiled EasyTree programs with the same iteration, adding any step lives that are required so you can get access to our runtime libraries. So that's what you do to get migration utility up and going. That is sort of the migration process. We'll talk about some other steps that need to go on, but that's actually what you do. And we also provide you a utility that will take your existing JCL and make these JCL changes for you. So as you install a migration utility, you'll tell it where our libraries are, names, and that sort of thing. And then we've got some utilities we'll talk about a little further down the road, too, that will take that your existing JCL and make these changes for you. So if you've got thousands and thousands of EasyTree procs running around, we'll be able to automatically make these changes for you and try to reduce the migration effort as much as possible. We go to the next thing, just some added value. So right now we've got existing EasyTree Plus. It can be generating reports. It can be updating files. You make one program name change and go ahead and process that as you're doing today. And we'll create the same reports. We'll update the files in the same way, that sort of thing. And certainly if that's all migration utility did, it would offer major benefits because it is seriously less expensive from several points of view than EasyTree Plus is. But we have added some extra value to the tool and continue to add extra value to it. The first one is that we now give you an ability by inserting one command in your EasyTree program, we will create CSV output so that we'll create you a file and in fact deploy it where you want if that's necessary. The CSV file will then be able to populate spreadsheets. If you just double click on it, it will open up as a spreadsheet. You can do those things with just one command. Now, I've talked to several people that have been involved in this kind of effort by hand and had some people say that it was an experience they don't want to have again. I've had some other people say that, you know, making CSV output wasn't such a major problem. if this is an activity that you're currently doing, this is a mechanism that you might be able to do that faster and easier with Migration Utility. Certainly, if your end users are out cutting and pasting things into spreadsheets so that they can use them with today's technology, this is a great service that you can offer them to their reports they already know and love, that they're already cutting and pasting, and you can just format their CSV output for them and populate the spreadsheets right there. So this is the first added attraction that we have with Migration Utility. Second one is we've given you an ability to create drill-down HTML reports from your EasyTrieve code. So there's a couple of things that you add to it. It'll give you lots of control over what the output looks like. This is where we can put things on the web for you if you want to do that. If you're going to put them on the web, everybody expects them to have links so they can go in the right places where you can get information in the format that you want it and the time that you want it and get to whatever information that you want. So this has major applicability kind of regardless of what business you're in. If you're in the medical service provider profession, this may be hospitals and then drill down into units within hospitals and down into whatever you want, individual patients, whatever you want to do. If you're a retail outlet, then this can be regions of the country, regions, divisions within the region, stores, you know, those kind of things. So we can create drill-down reports pretty much any way you'd like to do them. The HTML is automatically created and deployed to your web servers. So we will do that for you. We'll make the HTML, we'll deploy it, we'll give you some control over what the fonts look like, the colors, the background, some of the presentation, if you will, of that data, and then how you link the data. And the data is linked. It can be tables, it can be spreadsheets, it can be CSV files, it can be other kinds of documents that you could link HTML to. It can just be the information contained in your EasyTrieve reports, all of those kind of things. So there is a little activity to do with your EasyTrieve code, obviously, in order to make this happen, but that's well documented, and we certainly cover that in education and that sort of thing as you're bringing up Migration Utility. This would probably be phase two of a migration where you first get things moved and then go ahead and take advantage of some of these new capabilities that Migration Utility offers you. Other thing that we can do, as I mentioned earlier, is if you are currently not accessing DB2 and or IMS because of cost factors or you don't have EasyTrieve Plus for DB2, those kind of things, we will open up the possibility that with EasyTrieve programs, you'll be able to access those kind of databases. We'll handle the dynamic calling SQL and getting the information back to your program so that you can massage it with EasyTrieve Plus. So there are some other ways that that Migration Utility may benefit your organization. The next page is an example of these drill-down reports. I apologize, they're a little hard to read on my screen. If you've got a big enough screen, you may be able to see them better. But just an example where we can put some links on the left and then click on them and just drill down through the report. In this particular case, you can underline or change the color of the areas that have links so that the users will, typical online reporting, know where they can click, where they can link, where they can go to. And all this is under your control. So if you've got projects in motion now to take existing information or to webify other reports and you've decided to use some language other than EasyTrieve, this certainly at least opens up the possibility of using EasyTrieve to accomplish those tasks. That may be faster, it may be a sort of an individual basis, but it certainly opens up that possibility, breathes some new life into what's a very powerful and great language, EasyTrieve, that was a good idea when it was first developed, and it continues to be a good idea. This is just kind of bringing it into a current technology mode and allowing you to take advantage of current technologies and current things that are going on. This is where I'd normally stop and ask if you have any questions, but I'm going to go forward and talk through the rest of the presentation, then we'll come back to questions and answers in a few minutes. The next slide is, here at IBM, there seems to be an unwritten law that there has to be one entirely too busy slide in every presentation, and this is the one for migration utility. Well, what I really want to talk about is how do you get from where you are today to fully deployed, fully implemented with migration utility. And it kind of breaks down into four steps. The first of them is to find all your EZ tree. And that may or may not be the easiest thing in the world. Certainly most people have a good handle on where is my production EZ tree. I know where that is. It lives in my library management system. It lives in EZ tree libraries, and I know where they are, that kind of thing. But also you'll find end users that may have not followed your standards. You probably have a lot of programmers that have some pet EZ tree programs that do some of their own individual use kind of things that you'd need to be able to locate and deal with if, at the end of the day, you're going to replace EZ tree plus with migration utility. So here again, in response to our user community's request, a couple of years ago, we introduced a discovery utility that will process places where we can go find EZTree. That is usually JCL libraries. It might be control card libraries, and if you really want to process SMF data, we'll do that for you as well. That tends to getting all the SMF together is kind of problematic generally, and it tends to be a lot of different information. So, but we'll do that if you want. Typically what people do is scan JCL libraries. We will point this utility at all of your libraries, at some of them. We could break it up in various ways, whatever makes more sense to you. From a project point of view, from a political point of view, those kind of things. So we'll do that, and then we'll generate some output for you. We'll generate some libraries that have that EZ tree isolated. We really break them into two areas. And this is batch, ad hoc, and obsolete under mass conversion utility. But we really break them up into one set of libraries where the EZ tree was being read in stream, and another one where the EZ tree was being read by sysin pointing to a control card data set. Obsolete was a good idea. We all thought that it would make sense for if you're doing this project to not translate and not convert programs, EZ tree programs that you're not running. My personal experience with people is, as they're doing this, it's so easy and so fast, and finding the obsolete programs tends to be problematic, that although it sounds good on paper, people tend to not even worry about their obsolete programs. They just go ahead and translate them anyway. But we certainly, this would be a point where you could go and clean up and not go through the translational effort for obsolete programs. But point is we have a utility to help you find all your EZ tree, and then we present that to a mass conversion utility, which in turn translates everything, runs it through migration utility. So this will have all your EZ tree source pointed at migration utility, translated, and only two things can happen at the translation process. It either converts completely cleanly and nothing, and it just goes on through, or we flag something that says we don't understand this, or this is some programming that will not conform to COBOL standards. Don't find many of those things anymore, but if we do find them, we'll flag them and tell you where the EZ tree, what line is in error, what the error is. We process the entire program, so we don't just stop at the first one. We show you all the things that are that migration utility can't understand and suggestions on how to correct them. This is really, in this whole migration project, the first time we need to have a programmer that understood EZ tree get involved. Certainly running the discovery utility is just requires a skill set that says you know how to run utilities and interpret condition codes, and the condition codes are kind of zero or not, and zero is good and not, and anything else isn't, and the bad return codes generally have something to do with JCL, I ran out of space, or things like that. So when we're processing through migration utility, we'll either return them to the process and say we need to touch the EZ tree and change something here once, and then process it through migration utility. Never had anybody had to run things back through migration utility more than the second time. And if you do find something, we've found a few programming practices the worst one I have is I did have one user that had unbalanced go-tos in his EC3 program, and it was running for some reason. But COBOL didn't like that idea, and we did have to resolve that. Certainly, if you're using static mode, then we may have a little bit more of that remediation. But if you're using dynamic mode, we tend to have very, very little of that. So from there, I will run everything that we found through the migration utility, process it, and then we have a parallel test utility. And what that will do is take your existing EC3 program and the COBOL program that the migration utility ran and automatically run them in parallel. And then there's a utility after that to compare the output so that we can run in parallel, make sure things are processing the same, that the COBOL is in fact creating the same output that the EC3 did, and a comparison utility to help with that effort. So that certainly something that we would suggest you do as you're migrating the migration utility is test those production jobs, certainly the ones that are all scheduled that haven't changed for a while. We're going to definitely make sure that all of those are creating the same output. People will tend to, with their ad hoc reporting or with their reporting that is changing, that the code changes every time they run the job, do enough of this parallel testing to have a comfortable feeling that migration utility is in fact creating the same output. After that, really, the validation testing for ad hoc running is that the report you were looking for came out. So we give you some utilities to do that. Here again, running those utilities does not require programmer skills. It is simply taking output from one utility migration utility ran, feeding it to a second one, and feeding the output of that one to a third one, the automatic compare utilities. If the compare utility flags things, it will tell you, you know, what's different, how it's different. From time to time, we do run across, if you're doing a lot of moving and packing and unpacking and fooling around with print lines, we may add or subtract a space, and that may or may not be something that's important. But we certainly want to make sure that the content of the reports are valid and the format stays the same as well, because we know that a lot of that reporting gets passed into some other tool that does report distribution and those kind of things. So from a migration point of view, if you've got a few programs, we can do these things by hand. If you've got thousands and thousands, we've got utilities to automate this whole process. So we can go help you find it. That needs somebody that can run some utilities. Then we'll present the output of that to some utilities that will actually translate, convert that, run through migration utility. If we have any problems there, we would need a programmer that understood EC3 so that they could make the necessary corrections. That would be the first place you'd need a programmer. Then we'll run that through the parallel testing utilities and automatic compare utilities. And if anything pops out of those where the reporting is different, then that would probably need some programming skills to resolve those issues as well. Point being here is that this is a project. It's a project that needs to be done. We would certainly suggest you do all this testing and comparison, but we don't want you to have to take lots of time out of your already too busy application programmer's day to do this kind of project to migrate to migration utility. Not to say they're not going to have a little bit of involvement, need to have some, but the care and feeding of these utilities does not require programming skills. And they lend themselves to be done a very, slow times, off shift, at the end of the week, at times when you're down a lot, where they can just kind of run unattended, they just go do the thing, they run through everything that they've got, they flag things, they don't update your production JCL, they don't do anything like that. So they can be sort of run whenever you get around to it, and then as things are, everything is cool, everything, you like it, the reporting is now exactly the same, then there's some kind of promotion process. If you're managing your EC3 code today with your configuration management tools, we certainly want to make those tools aware that now migration utility is the back end of the EC3 processing instead of EC3 Plus. So pretty much anything you've done in those configuration management areas would fit with this whole process as well. So just some notes about that's how that runs. Amount of time varies depending on the volume and the machine availability and that kind of thing. This is not a year-long project, regardless of the volume. We've got some tools to help us tell you how long it's going to take. A note is this has been a very positive experience for all of our users that have migrated to Migration Utility. That is very clean code. It works fast. There are few, if any, problems. Our support team is right on the spot. If you do have any problems, they'll get you up and running. So this is what the project flow would look like. I'm going to just go to the next slide and kind of summarize what we've got, and hopefully we'll have some time, trying to leave us enough time if you do have some questions. So benefits Migration Utility offers to your institution, your company, your corporation, certainly an ability to help you reduce the total cost of ownership in several different ways. The first way is obviously going to be in license charges, in what we charge you for Migration Utility versus what you're paying today. You can certainly do that math. People like PJ, who's going to talk in a minute, our sales team will be glad to help you with what our costs are, and you can do the math on how much we can save you on a license charge basis. I also want you to keep in mind there may be some other areas inside of your data processing or your IT organization that are doing some activities that are taking time and money and people to do, which creating HTML or populating spreadsheets. Perhaps you've decided not to use EasyTrieve anymore because it costs too much, or you're trying to get rid of it because it does cost too much, those kind of things. With Migration Utility, we certainly can breathe some new life into that. But these added functionalities that we can do is certainly give you some other areas that you might realize extra benefit from Migration Utility. And it kind of ends up being a best of both worlds. I've been in the software business for 30 years, and this is a tool that's really kind of nice in that you can continue to develop and maintain in the language that you know and love today, EasyTrieve. So there's not a big learning curve. There's not a lot of new skill sets to learn. You can continue to use that right in the same code, and you just process it through a different translator at the other end of the job. Certainly have to protect your investment in what you've got done today. Anything that you've spent time and effort on creating today, those applications will protect that investment. Let you leverage some existing skills. If you've got people who know EasyTrieve and you're charging them with webifying some reports, and now they have to go to HTML school or C++ school or whatever, so they can learn some things to be able to do this. That certainly is another area where we might show you some return on investment. Performance-wise, we will certainly not take up any more machine resources than you are currently using or dedicating to EasyTrieve Plus. COBOL tends to be a little bit more efficient. The compiled runs may be a little more efficient. If you're doing the whole iteration process, that's going to be pretty much a wash. I would love to be able to tell you that you're going to buy back millions of CPU cycles. Some cases that's been the case, but I wouldn't want to guide you improperly. We will certainly not cost you any machine time or any machine resources to be running Migration Utility. And one other thing we do is we do allow you the option, if you want to just not have EasyTrieve Plus around anymore, we can make you COBOL and go ahead and just from that day forward maintain and develop with COBOL. Also, that opens up the ability for you to be able to port that to another platform if you want to do that. We certainly can create VSE COBOL if you happen to acquire a company or if you've got some divisions that are still running VSE, we can do that, so you can take some of your Z-Series EasyTrieve reports and make VSE COBOL if you'd like. And we're going to continue to enhance Migration Utility. So maintenance or subscription and support, as we call it here at IBM land, is a fact of the software life. I mean, there are two costs that you incur. One is the license charge, and the second one is ongoing maintenance. And for ongoing maintenance, you should receive technological updates and functional enhancements to the product. So over the last 3 years of Migration Utilities existence, we have added all the utilities we talked about to help you migrate from where you are to Migration Utility. We've certainly modified and updated to give you the ability to add things into the EasyStream code, take advantage of COBOL if necessary. We've added the ability to make HTML drill down reports, populate spreadsheets, dynamically call SQL to be able to access DB2, access IMS databases. So we've had a very stable, good track record of, on an annual basis at least, providing you with a new release of Migration Utility that does new functional things, that adds some value to what it offers to your company. So we're going to continue to do that. We're a very market-driven company. I've been involved with this tool since we started to market it. We're very aware of what our customer base would like it to do. We can't do them all, but we do as many as we can. One that we did talk about a little bit is that EasyTrieve Classic or the older EasyTrieve is something that people have more of than they thought or that we thought they have, and we're currently in the process of being able to support that for you. And as soon as we have something that we're comfortable with and that our existing customers are comfortable with, we'll make that available to you as well. Going on to the next page, we do have training and services available for Migration Utility. Kind of free form what you would like. We do have some standard classes. We've got what we call an assisted pilot or a proof of concept. If you'd like to let Migration Utility help you justify it, we can come in to your installation, bring the product up, run an agreed to amount, a small number of programs through our tool, run them through the whole process, translate them, process them, run them, see how long they run, make sure they do the same output, all of those kind of things. And then from there we can give you a definite assessment of this is how long it will take you to get all of your programs over to Migration Utility. That seems to be a good thing that we've been able to offer to people. We also have training, which is a charge basis where we charge you for the training. So assisted pilots, those will come on and help you with that to do assessment process and that sort of thing. Training is, generally it's 5 days. Some days it's only 3. Depends on how many programmers that you need to run through there. And there's really not a lot of programming that they get out of it, but it's how does Migration Utility work at your installation? How do you use the utilities? There's a lot of hands-on, so we do a lot of migrating of your own code while we're in those classes so you can see code that you wrote or that you're responsible for, go through Migration Utility, come out the other end, generate the same report that it's doing before. Now, we can do those on-site. We can do them over the web, whatever makes more sense for you. So there is education available with Migration Utility. We've currently got some remote consulting services, phone support, extra how-to kind of support, over and above just the standard IBM support that you're used to from all of our tools here at IBM. So one last thing before I hand this back off to Kim to ask you folks some questions, and then we'll open it up to some discussion, is what we'd like you to walk away with today is that Migration Utility allows you to continue to make use of what we think is a wonderful tool, EasyTrieve Plus. It's a powerful, flexible language, something that you're familiar with, that we can also give you an ability to change it to COBOL. Some people may want to continue to maintain things in COBOL. Some may want to continue to maintain things in EasyTrieve. My personal preference is maintain them in EasyTrieve because it's fast, it's efficient, and by the time I can get the data division and a COBOL report written, I can have 4 or 5 iterations of my report out using EasyTrieve. So, but you can pick and choose those, and you don't even have to pick an installation-wide thing. You can do that application by application if you'd like. Certainly help you with cost of ownership. That's what we do. We want to help you lower your outgoing expenditures on this kind of software and offer you some extra value with EasyTrieve Plus that doesn't involve rewriting those programs, doesn't involve learning new skills. If you've handed things off to your end users, it's pretty transparent to them. They won't really see anything. And having worked with this for a while, one thing I would suggest is if you do bring Migration Utility in and decide to make this migration, this is a project that you want to volunteer for. It works fast. I get lots of comments from existing customers like, I kept waiting for the other shoe to drop. When I first looked at it, it was too easy. When we did the proof of concept, it was too easy. Now that I'm all done, the other shoe hasn't dropped, and it was really as easy as we thought it was going to be. So if you've got a project that, if you get measured on getting things done fast and under budget, do your homework, outline this project well, volunteer for it, and then go ahead and manage it, because it's a wonderful project to have. Also, if you've got some favorite employees, you might want to hand them off. So we're gonna show you other ways to get a hold of information about Migration Utility, but the bottom of this slide is our website, public website. If you want to go out there, you can see some more information about Migration Utility. And with that, I think I'm done, Kim. If you want to hand things, or if you had the polling questions you wanted to do.
Thank you. At this time, we will conduct a brief electronic survey. After I finish reading the entire question and all of the possible responses, please answer by firmly pressing the star key followed by the number on your touch-tone phone that corresponds to your choice. If you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Our first question, what type of EasyTrieve programs do you have? If your answer is EasyTrieve Plus, press star 1. EasyTrieve Classic, press star 2. If you have both programs, press star 3. Or if you have no programs, press star 4. And we'll pause for just a moment. And our second question, would you like further information on Migration Utility? For yes, press star 1. No, press star 2. Thank you for participating in our survey. We'll now move on to an important part of today's call, taking your questions. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, please do so by pressing the star key followed by the digit 1 on your touch-tone telephone. Again, if you are using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, press star 1 to ask a question. Our first question comes from Alan Agler.
Yeah, just a quick question. Really great presentation, and I like it. It sounds like they've done the work very well. The question was, we talked earlier about static mode and dynamic mode basis on whether we're going to convert and go forward with COBOL or whether we're going to use the load and go type situation. Probably goes unsaid, but is that a situation where I could have both of those running at once? Because I've got libraries that contain EasyTrieve code, EasyTrieve Plus code that I know that I'm going to convert right now, and others I might just want to do the load and go on.
Okay, and you certainly can pick and choose program by program, and depending on the nature of the beast, you could even change from run to run. But no, you don't have to make an installation-wide decision on that, and it certainly lends itself to picking and choosing, doing whichever you want. Like I say, there is some reason for static. One would be what you mentioned, and the other one would be if you're going to move it to another platform, then you have to do it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
And our next question is from Stephen Fries from Pennsylvania Department of Revenue.
Hi, actually, the person beside me, her name's Yoli. She's the one who asked the question, so Yoli's going to be asking the question. Thank you.
We have, regarding the static mode, it says here that we have to give you the file definitions, the full record length of all files, because right now we have an EC3 program that can read any file length record. and that EC3 program is just setting condition codes to execute a certain step of a JCL. So what I'm getting here, if we decided to go with the static mode, we will have to have several versions of COBOL to cater to the different length records that this EC3 program is now being able to do.
Let me understand your question.
Your
code,
yeah.
Yeah, your code, depending on the length of the record, it generates a different code, a completion code?
No. The EC3 program can take as it as its input a file with a different file length. I can input to that program a file with a fixed length of 80, a file with fixed length of 1600. It can read any input file with any record length. Because in EC3 Plus, when you say input, and you say the file name, you don't have to put a specific record length. That's why, that was my question here. Like, if you said, I will provide full record length of all files, so on conversion, I guess that will fail because that program don't have any specific file length. It gets its file length as soon as it reads the input file from the JCL.
So okay, I'm sorry. I might have miscommunicated, misdirected you there a little bit. What that means is if you've got variable length, so if the DCB parameter said VB or VBS?
No. It's an FD, fixed length.
Right. So in that case,
yeah.
The static mode, we'll already understand that part. It's the variable, it's VB kind of files. COBOL wants to know the whole DCB information. And EasyTree doesn't. It'll just process parts of it. So, in your case, and I don't know if Bob Teeter's on the phone. He may have some other input, but I don't think you have a problem. It's just with the fixed block files. It's with the variable length records.
It's not a variable length record. It's just the program can accept a record.
Right.
Input is all fixed blocks record, but then it can process different files with different fixed different lengths. So it's not really a variable. The entire file is not a variable length record. It's a fixed block.
No, those would be fine. You wouldn't have to worry about that.
Okay.
Right.
Okay, that's what my question was. So I think for now that's my concern, and I think the presentation, it looks like migration would be easy. Because I think for now we are wanting to go with a static mode. I don't know, but there's not very many EC3 reporting programs here. Some uses IMS, but I don't think programs uses DB2. So most of the files that we process are flat files. So I don't know if you want to get in touch with Kim.
That's what I was going to say. We probably ought to maybe get together on the phone and go through what some of your installation-specific questions are. We can go tell you what your options are and then go from there. But
Yoli, this is PJ.
Yeah.
My email address, and so is Mike's, is in the presentation.
Yes.
If you could just email us, and we'll set up a conference call and go in a little more detail with just you guys.
Okay, we will do that.
All right, thank you.
We'll email you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
And I have no further questions at this time, but I would like to give everyone another opportunity. If you have a question today, please press star 1. And it appears there are no further questions today. Ms. Barron, I'll turn the conference back to you for additional or closing remarks.
Thank you, Kim. Again, thank you, everyone, for attending this call. I apologize for the delay in getting the presentation. We had a little web issues, but I believe everybody got it. And if anyone has any further interest or questions, again, my email address is there, and hopefully you answered the polling questions. Those requesting information will get it in the next couple days. And if anyone has any urgent need, please email myself, and we'll make sure that we set up a technical conference call just for your customer. Thank you.
And that does conclude our conference call today. Thank you all for your participation.